Hanging out at Silverbacks Park. We've been here all afternoon. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Big shout out to our friends at Soccer in the Streets, Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to give. All proceeds, at least a dollar, Mike, going to Soccer in the Streets and helping the kids.
Yeah, man, and what a cool spot. We've never been out to Willie B's. There's a lot of action, man. We already talked about rugby ATL was practicing. We saw some dudes of men's league were throwing out there earlier. More action tonight. So it really is cool. Just kind of tucked in on the northeast side of Spaghetti Junction over here off of Pleasantdale at the Cap.
Good burgers.
Oh, good burgers.
Yeah. Carl, by the way, no joke. I mean, if you got kids and they're playing over here, I mean, the food. Carl got a chicken sandwich. I mean, like a pound of chicken.
It was huge.
I mean, it was like a butter ball on a bun.
Yeah, no, it really was. I was like, I'll have the chicken sandwich. Cluck, cluck! I was like, what? They brought literally a live chicken out. It was unbelievable. Hey,
it's
this
like
hour.
A Bodor.
This hour is brought to you by Northside Hospital for a healthier look to Northside Hospital. All right, we got to have this conversation because we had it, and then some guys are like, man, I don't know what you guys are talking about. This is my worst fear, okay? Because we're in transition, and I'm talking about our Falcons. The offensive weapons right now, the weaponry around our quarterback is as good as it's been since Julio, Roddy, and Tony Gonzalez.
If Bergeron plays, if it pans out, you're going to have the best offensive line we've had in years. All the things are in place.
But this is my worst fear. They don't let him play. And you said this to me earlier, and I almost, my head almost exploded.
So Connor Orr in SI wrote this piece. He thinks that Ritter is going to shoot for, or throw for, around 70% completion, which would be awesome.
Top 10%.
And then Carl said, well, how's he going to do that? And I said, maybe he's only thrown it about 20 times a game or less.
No.
And,
no.
And that's why I was picking your brain. You're like, what?
No.
I go, look, let's look at Tannehill. So we went back and looked at Tannehill's best year, his breakout year in Nashville for the Titans. He threw it on average 18 times a game. So my question to you is, will a Falcon fan base in an NFL that's a throwing league will be kind of one of those three or four teams that obviously is going to be run heavy? Is it going to be compelling enough? Or are the fans at this point, after 5 years of not being in the playoffs, don't give a crap. They just want to win, no matter how the style is.
No, listen, I mean, I'm torn because, yes, I want to win. If you told me right now, if you could guarantee me 11 or 12 wins and we're in the playoffs, I don't give a damn how we do it, all right? They could have Frisbee dogs out there scoring. I don't care. But here's the deal with the Titans, and this is where you have to really put it into context. We're talking about Ryan Tannehill because, you know, we're trying to say, hey, what's the closest thing to what kind of season Ritter may have?
Right.
He had King Henry, who was established and at that point the best running back in the league. There was no way Arthur Smith was not going to give him the ball 25 to 30 times a game. And if you go back and look, the run percentage of those particular offenses where Tannehill has a 70% completion rate, they are handing the ball off. Henry's the key to the game. Henry's the key to success. I love Tyler Algier, Mike, but he's not getting the rock like that. I love Bijan Robinson. He's not going to tote the rock like that. So you've got to let Ritter play. And what I mean by this is, Atlanta, I don't want to look up in 2 years and we're all talking about, well, he's a franchise quarterback. And then you've got guys going, well, how do I know he's a franchise quarterback when they're only letting him throw the ball 11, 12, 15 times a game?
But again, when you've got the kind of weapons we think we've got on this team, and I know it's the most overused and most maligned phrase in football, game manager.
Oh, don't say that.
And he might just be a game manager.
No! Don't say it!
Desmond Ritter
could
be one of the best. What if he's one of the best game managers?
Don't do it, Mike!
What if Carson Beck is a game manager for Georgia? We've seen some game managers win titles for Alabama.
No.
We saw Brad Johnson and Trent Dilfer as game managers win Super Bowl rings.
All right, so here's, let me ask you this. All right, 404-726-0929. That's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. I'm telling y'all right now, Bryce Young is not going to be a game manager.
He's going to be a superstar.
Okay?
Superstar.
They're going to let the Heisman Trophy winner.
Let the big dog or little dog eat.
Let the little dog eat. They're going to let him throw it around, Mike, regardless, because they know that's how you win in this league. And I don't think we can look at our division and go, well, you know, you don't think Derek Carr's going to have to throw it around?
Yeah, I mean, it's the Saints. I mean, you got weapons here. You got Olave.
Then we got to throw it around.
Well, we're going to run the football 55% of the time. And you might have to – you're going to have to be really making a lot of – if you've got Drake, here's the thing.
You know what?
And we're not even talking about
Kyle Pitts. Get Arthur Smith on the line.
We need – everybody. Every Falcon fan wants Drake with 1,000 yards.
Yes.
They want Kyle Pitts with 1,000 yards.
Yes.
You had some FACACTA PFF thing which said Drake's going to throw for 5,000 yards.
You heard him.
Yeah. Not happening under this business model that we're talking
52
about.
52-hundy for Drake for Desmond Ritter.
If we're running it 55% of the time and he's throwing it 17 times, you ain't getting those numbers, Joe, unless every completion is a 100-yard bomb.
Every completion is 50 yards.
My goodness. West Durham's going to be like, Bijan at the 5, the 10, the 15, the 20.
Desmond Ridder has dropped back today for 6 completions of 865 yards.
I mean, we're going to be – this is going to look like Vince Evans for the Bears, okay? You know, it's going to be like the old numbers when you saw, like, you know, Joe, you know, Joe Namath didn't throw the ball much in the Super Bowl that they won.
Yes, Mike, it was the 60s.
He ran 16-7, the Falcons win.
It was the 60s. This is 2023-24.
You know what? Wes may have to adjust his calling of the game style to go like 1930s radio. And it's a beautiful day. Here at Mercedes-Benz. The roof is open, and we're running 3 yards in the cloud.
No,
dust.
No, no. Don't do that to me.
Look, we're just trying to – look, right now we're spitballing because we haven't seen the product on the field. We're excited. But when you look at the numbers and you're trying to figure out where this production is coming from, it will be very interesting. Some folks feel at the end of the day you're going to try to put them in a place to succeed, i.e. game manager.
No! Don't say that.
The dreaded game manager.
404-726-0929. I don't want to hear that. Atlanta, we don't want a game manager. You know what we want? We want stars.
You're holding up for a hero.
We want star power. All right?
You want Patrick Mahomes?
I don't even need that. I need something a little bit less than Patrick Mahomes, but give me something.
You want some Tua?
Give me Tua. give me something in that range. I just do not think – I'm being serious about this, guys. And you guys know, Nostradamus is right. Hardly ever wrong. I do not want to have this conversation in 2 years where you guys are going, pay that man his money. He worth $200 million. And the dude is only throwing the ball 11 times a game.
Again, cool. How? We're going to be coming in on Monday. You know what we're going to be singing? Old Man Ridder. They keep on running. The Falcons just Old Man Ridder. Hey, man. There's a lot of ways to skin the cat. We may be running the football to set up the play action. The play action's effective.
Art,
then he's
going to
get those 300 yards you want.
Somebody get Art on the line. What are we doing? We just talked to him this week. He got me all excited, and now you're bringing me back down this road.
Hey, but if we win 11 or 12 games, who cares?
Okay, so are you saying substance over style?
Well,
that's what you're telling me.
Falcon fans traditionally want style over substance, and that's gotten us nowhere save for, 5 minutes away from the Super Bowl.
You know what I want? I want style, but I also want substance.
Now, the city, we want some new Jack quarterback. We want the juice. I get it. And maybe this will happen. But remember, guys, he's only started 4 games, and we have a lot of weapons in place
so
to run the football.
What are we going to do, baby him? You're getting me upset right now.
So Carl is now upset that I'm saying Desmond Ridder's going to have Brian. He's going to have, like, Bob Greasy-type numbers from, like, 1973.
Mike, I don't want to baby him.
Well, the Dolphins really throwing the football over 15 attempts today for Greasy.
You know what? I don't even know why you brought this up. I don't even know why we went down this road.
Looks like they're going to hand it off to kick again. Now it's Zonka. Now Mercury Morris.
Yes.
And Bob Greasy's calling a whale of a game out there.
Well,
hasn't dialed his own number yet.
And they went undefeated.
That's correct.
They went undefeated.
That's correct.
If you ask Dolphin fans,
yes,
would they have substance over style, they'll say
right.
Substance.
Right.
Right?
So we're just spitballing it. Hey, we're having fun in June. We'll be up there in August. We'll run this by Arthur. They'll probably put us in a chokehold if we throw some of these theories at Arthur Smith.
All right. We're going to talk to our own Tanitra Batiste coming up. She's got something really cool going on. They are giving away an auction, a 92.9 The Game experience, where the winner's going to get a chance to join us, Dukes and Bell, probably sometime in July. But the proceeds go to My Leukemia and Lymphoma Society fundraising campaign, which Tanitra is a part of. And so we're going to get a chance to talk to her right now, as a matter of fact, as she joins us. Of course, you hear Tanitra in the mornings, and she does an amazing job doing so many different things. We did some Skyhawks games together. She's all over town, Hawks games. Tanitra, thank you so much for jumping on, because I know this is very close to your heart, and we love the fact that we are a part of this just by, the 92.9 The Game experience part of this. But tell our listeners what's going on and how can they get involved.
Yeah, thank you guys so much, of course, for letting me jump on the show. Appreciate the time and the opportunity. And also got to thank Rick Caffey and Mike Conte, because they were just so instrumental and supportive in this. So like you guys said, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we have a local chapter here in Atlanta, and I'm a part of the fundraising campaign, which has exactly 24 more hours for our auction. But essentially, yeah, we're giving away a 92.9 game experience with our OGs, Dukes and Bell. So yeah, whoever bids on that auction piece. They'll have an opportunity to do lunch with you guys, courtesy of Rick Caffey. Thank you very much. And then kind of hang out with Chris and Day-Day and figure out how all the magic happens. And then even have a chance to just hop into the show for just a few minutes to kind of talk to you guys, like you said, sometime in July.
Nice.
I love it.
And for an extra $1,000 in the bid, Carl will paint your house.
Yes, I will.
I love it.
Yes, I will. I won't do the windows, but yes, I will paint your house.
No truth.
So, Tanitra, the timetable on this, like how much time do people have to get involved?
And
like,
where do they go? Yeah, where do they
yeah.
go?
Yeah, so you literally have 24 hours to bid, make that bid. And what you can do is this. Just follow me on social media. That's the easiest thing to do. It's at Tanitra Batiste, TenitraBatiste. And the links will be right there for you. I'll also tweet them out again, and of course we've been tweeting them out from the station as well. And there's a really also another cool piece of the puzzle. Our guy Randy McMichael has a signed helmet. There is a signed Coach Mark Richt book, the Make the Call book, as well as a signed autograph copy of some of the, I guess, special pieces of memorabilia from the last championship with hand signed by Kirby Smart. That's also wow. another piece in the auction, so you can check that out as well. So yeah, I'll tweet it out. If you guys don't mind retweeting it from your accounts as well,
we'll
you can check out those links and make a bid for a good cause. 100% of the proceeds go straight to Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, which covers all the research, the causes, the cures for blood cancers like leukemia, lymphoma, myeloma, and Hodgkin's disease. But as you guys know, I am a 5-year breast cancer survivor, and also they are making amazing strides in some of the drugs and medications that will help with breast cancer and other cancers too.
Tanitra, amazing job. We are all in. We will put that information out as soon as we get it from you and make sure that our folks get a chance to look at it. And again, if you want to bid on this 92.9 The Game experience, come hang out with Dukes and Bell, likely again sometime in July. And Tanitra laid it out for you. You need to go make your bid, and all the proceeds, you just heard her, all of them, Leukemia and Lymphoma Society fundraising campaign. So there it is. Tanitra, thank you so much. Have a great weekend, and we'll see
Thanks,
you
guys.
Soon. We'll retweet that, all right?
You do the same. Appreciate it.
All right. Tanitra Batiste, guys, doing good work in the community. All right. We're coming back. Lots of folks chiming in on this crazy thing.
Current bid is $535, by the way, for the Dukes of Bell experience.
They better go up on that.
As Jimmy said, are you experienced?
They better go
yeah,
up
man,
on
we'll
that.
We'll do lunch with that. And if we like you and it's fun, maybe we'll want to do dinner afterwards somewhere.
There it is. All right. We'll come back. We'll read some of these responses. I'm just wondering, style over substance. If the Falcons, if you could guarantee right now 12 wins, we're in the playoffs. Does it matter how it looks? Can you withstand another boring season offensively? I can't, but maybe you can. All right, we'll talk about it when we come back on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Radio 92.9 The Game Sports Flash. Brought to you by Bader Scott Accident Attorneys. After an accident, don't wait. Dial 8. Call 404-888-8888.
I'm Caleb Johnson. The Braves, as of late, have adopted the Goonies' never say die mantra as Atlanta pulled off the 13-10 win last night in extra innings over the Mets, which completed the sweep. The win didn't come without struggles as Spencer Strider pitched just 4 innings while giving up 8 hits and 8 runs, and the Braves looking at a 9-5 deficit in the 5th. However, little by little, the offense clawed back with Marcell Ozuna, Travis d'Arnaud, and Orlando Arcia home runs. In the 10th inning, it was Ozzy Albies, though, who walked it off with a 3-run blast, as manager Brian Snicker perfectly summed up this team after the game.
You know, I keep saying it over and over and over. They don't quit. I mean, they just good at bats. we thought we had some really good ones early in the game. Didn't chase a lot.
Tonight, the Braves begin a new series against the Nationals as A.J. Smith-Shawver makes his first major league start for the 7:20 first pitch. The Florida Panthers won the franchise's first Stanley Cup final game last night in a 3-2 overtime win versus Las Vegas in Game 3. The Golden Knights now lead the series 2-1. Keeping you up to date on Atlanta sports when it happens, I'm Caleb Johnson from the Kia Studios on your home of Saturday's Atlanta United match versus DC United. Kickoff at 7:30, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Atlanta Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The most important story of the day. Brought to you by MaximumCashHomeBuyers.com. Fair cash offers for as-is homes. Don't waste your time with repairs. Call 678-902-2000.
Come on, Mike. I want style over substance.
You'll get nothing and like it.
I want to see action.
In the words of Jameis, we're going to be eating W's.
It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We've been talking about this because, again, we got into a conversation earlier about our Falcons. It's it's just one of those things, man. And, again, we're trying to project. You know, it's not going to be, I don't think, at this point, just because of the lack of experience at numerous positions. You could say Kyle Pitts is really playing in his second year, Mike, with the injuries that hampered him last year. Drake London in his second year, although Kyle's going to be going into his third. And then we have a rookie quarterback. Four starts. I'm sorry. I still view him as that. Bijan's a rookie. So we won't have the most prolific offense in the league. Not yet. But we're going to be more exciting than what we've been. And it got us into this whole conversation about, you know, the prediction of Ridder being a top 10 guy completion rate in the NFL, which would be great, by the way, because that means he's not turning it over. And it also means we're moving the ball. But the other side of that is usually if you're one of these guys that's completing 69, 70, 72% of your balls, by the way, Joe Burrow, right. This is Aaron Rodgers territory, okay? The elite guys do this. Then it also means, Mike, that you're throwing the football and you're not just throwing quick hitters and outs and you know, guys out of the backfield. I think there's a lot more to this. And so that's what got us into this whole conversation. But a lot of guys have hit us up, and they agree with me. Listen. The last thing we want to do is sit at Mercedes-Benz and be scoring 19 points a game.
Right.
We don't.
By the way, in case you're wondering, for a comp now, completely different style of football, completely different style athlete. But old number seven, Mike Vick, his best completion percentage with the Falcons was 56.4 in 2004. I mean, and there was, again, it was a lot of, obviously, some
that's not great.
Wow moments.
Yeah.
But it was more with his legs, and then Mike would literally buy time and then throw some rocket down the field to, might have been Fitterin or Roddy or later in his career, or it might have been, you know, usually Algie. You tell me it was like Algie would run, a curl and hit him in the chest.
For sure.
But, like, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, here's the thing, though. Mike Vick, for the most touchdowns Mike ever threw for in Atlanta, just to give you some reference, was 2006. He threw for 20 touchdowns in 13. That doesn't even move the meter in 2023.
No, but I will say, I think the number for me with Ridder is 25 or more.
Right.
And remember, he's got another week, right? You got another week of season. So I think that also plays a factor. That's why, Mike, a lot of these milestones we talk about, specifically in the NFL, like rushing records and passing records, you've added another game. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I can compare guys who played 14 or 16 games to what guys are doing now.
But, you and I have talked about this a lot. I think when it comes to professional sports, baseball fans are really consumed by the record book, and it means more. The home run champ, for some, is still Hank. For some, it is Bonds. Not his fault. Baseball did what they did. Pete Rose is the hit king.
Right.
And then Joe DiMaggio's got the 56th game. And, okay, football, you only have that. I mean, you have the rushing title.
So the all-time passing leader doesn't matter?
Tom Brady, but the league changed. That's why it became such a passing league for so much of his career.
Correct.
That Dan Marino, if Dan starts when Brady starts, his numbers might be, 100,000 yards. Who freaking knows?
So
But I think fans in the NFL, it's the end result. People aren't as consumed with the individual statistics like they are in baseball.
Okay. And listen, I don't think you're wrong
about
that.
Single season passing records are nice to have, but it doesn't roll off your tongue like the home run king.
But if I asked you, and maybe, I don't know, maybe most fans don't know, who's the all-time rusher in the NFL? Who's the all-time receiving leader? Now, if I asked you who's the all-time sack leader, you might or might not know that. But to your point, if I asked you in baseball those same kinds of questions, I think more people will adapt to know who those individuals are.
Right.
And I agree with you on that. And I don't know why that is, Because maybe football is just much more of a team sport than the individuality of being great in a game like baseball or even basketball, for that matter.
By the way, speaking of the all-time NFL leading rusher, saw a really cool picture that was posted today. Emmitt Smith posted a photo with him and Brooks Koepka, and he said, five-time major champion.
Oh, that's cool.
He said nothing about his own accomplishments. He was giving some love to Brooks Koepka.
No, that's cool.
And he said, you know, the caption read, to Florida men.
Well, he's right about
it's
that.
Kind of funny.
Yeah, he's right about that. Listen, as far as this live PGA thing, I'm glad it's over. It was a mess this week, but ultimately I just want to see the best golfers on tour. That's a cool pick. Speaking of cool things, Mike, the Braves just put this out, and I retweeted it. Tonight, and tonight only, fans with the name Larry can go to the Crown Royal walk-off market in Section 131, and the Braves will buy you one Crown Royal canned cocktail.
And they're really good.
Yes. So we've talked about this.
We like those.
Limit one per Larry. Must show a valid ID, but this goes off of last night.
All right. Now, so Drunk Larry drinks a lot of beer. Now, Larry, for one night, I would go get on this. If something's free or there's a deal, Larry will be over there. Look for Larry. He is the living avatar of Peter Griffin.
But that's not the Larry, the reason why they're doing this.
It's because last night, if you missed Chipper with John Smoltz, Tom Glavine, and Frenchie, it was so good. The game, if you were in person, was great. And if you were lucky enough to be there, hopefully you DVR'd it because it was absolute TV gold. For 10 innings, great stuff, anecdotes, ball busting, video production.
Stories.
The whole package by Bally was fantastic.
Yeah, and that's why they're doing this. Because
Larry was talking about he likes the crown.
Crown, and that is what's – and at the end, when Ozzie hits the home run, it is poor Larry a crown.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that is where the Braves got this, and obviously it's kind of taken a life of its own. So you were talking about your buddy Drunk Larry, but Larry obviously is Chipper.
So Lawrence's of the world unite and get out there and get in on it, baby.
It's going to be the Spider-Man meme inside the Braves 134 tonight.
Right.
Larry, oh, man. I'll tell you this.
How many Larrys are there?
What do you mean?
I mean, like, for years, or like, you know, obviously.
Names?
My name, Michael, in the 60s and 70s were the most popular names for boys.
Yes.
And then I look at that up. How many Americans are named Larry?
Are we still making Larrys? I don't think so.
Yeah.
Frank. There's a bunch. We could go down a laundry list of names that are just gone.
There's a lot of Dylans, but there's not a lot of Franks these days. Or Larrys.
Well, it's sort of like when you meet older people, right?
Ethel.
Yes.
Gertrude.
Correct.
Beatrice.
Yes.
All gone.
Those names are
Becky
gone.
Becky plays golf with Cricket and Hesper.
Those names are – I don't know if those names are gone, but those names are gone. But, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, now you're getting much more unique kids' names, right? When people name their kids.
Apple,
right. Moonshine or Sunshine or whatever it is.
Or Moonbeam.
Morning Star.
Apple.
Northwest.
Yeah, all that stuff. So, I don't know. What are you looking up?
I'm looking up how many people are named Larry.
Well, it can't be that many.
Larry named popularity. I only know
like two Larrys. Both owe me money.
Since 1880, a total of 800,000 boys have been given the name Larry. Well, it can be worse. 1,363 girls since 1880 have been given the name Larry.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
This is my daughter, Larry.
You know what a popular name was? This tells you how far off the rails we are right now at Silverbacks Park. Ann was a popular name.
Right.
And like Ann and Ann as a middle name, and now that's kind of, I don't know, I don't think that's a popular
name. All right, I got the from whattoexpect.com. Most popular baby boy names right now.
What to expect.
Noah. Henry.
Like Noah.
Daniel. Oliver.
Liam.
Benjamin. Liam. Michael. Lucas. And Jack.
Okay. Michael's still in there.
That's right.
People love Jack.
There's a lot of Mikes.
People love Jack, too. Liam's a cool name.
Yep.
What about the girls? You got the girls?
Let's do it.
Give me the girls while we're talking about
this.
You
know, the hippie kid that was kicking my seat, I think he was a Noah on the Delta flight. We don't kick the seat.
Oh, yeah.
Got it right here.
Smack your kid upside the head.
Again, whattoexpect.com. Here we go. Number one, Emma. Charlotte.
Like Emma.
Amelia. Okay. Olivia.
Okay.
Mia. Sophia.
Like Mia.
Ava. Isabella. Emily.
Those are all my daughter's friends' names.
That's amazing.
Seriously.
And it's so funny. You take that back to the 1890s. Everybody getting off the boat at Ellis Island was Italian. Those are all mostly Italian-sounding names.
Sophia. Yeah. Eva. And what? Give me another one.
Emma. Charlotte.
Those
Amelia,
are all my daughter's friends.
Olivia.
She's got a list of friends
Sophia.
That are all named that. Yeah. Wow.
Let's run my kid's name. Lupe. How many Lupes are there?
You do not have a kid.
He works at the Nike factory in Nicaragua. We've talked about this.
Hey, guys, we are live at Silverbacks Park. We're going to get to our last call. Your chance to chime in. All right. John Chuck, he's got a full show tonight.
He does.
So make sure you stick around. We've been out here, and a big shout out to all the folks from Soccer in the Streets, our friends at Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to give again. And we'll probably be out here again sometime in the future. But it's been really cool hanging out today with all the folks. All right. Here are tonight's topics. Do you want to see Desmond Ridder throw it all over the field? Or are you fine with him making smart plays and running the offense? That's question one. Question two, do you think the Braves will have a letdown in energy and momentum as the Nationals come to town? It's not the same, even though Smith-Shawver is on the mound tonight. Do you think there'll be a letdown or not? And after hearing John Smoltz walk up to Dancing Queen, what would be your walkout song? I told you guys DMX earlier for me. Mike, who did you say?
I'm going to go with You Really Got Me, Van Halen's version of You Really Got Me.
All right. Yeah, I just want the crowd like, before the music
drops. Bullpen door opens. Ba-da-da-da-da.
All right, guys. Oh, yeah, absolutely. 404-726-0929. That is tonight's last call. Your chance to chime in, all right? We want to hear from you guys. And also, we'll come back with your calls. We'll talk to John Chucky about what he's got coming up as well. It's Dukes and Bell.
Radio 92.9 The Game Sports Flash. Brought to you by Bader Scott Accident Attorneys. After an accident, don't wait. Dial 8. Call 404-888-8888.
I'm Caleb Johnson. A.J. Smith-Shawver makes his first Major League start for the Braves tonight, who began a new series against the Washington Nationals at 7:20. Last night, the Braves pulled off quite the comeback over the Mets as Ozzie Albies hit his 14th home run of the year to walk it off in the 10th inning, 13-10. That victory gave the Braves the sweep over the Mets. The NBA Finals continue tonight with Game 4 in Miami at 8:30 as Denver leads the series 2-1. Tyler Hero remains out for the Heat in Game 4, but head coach Eric Spoelstra is confident about his team's chances.
When you get to this level, it should be what it is. It's the highest level of competition. Our guys thrive in that. They love it. Even after games, like, our guys love to compete and put it all out there.
In MLS news, LA Galaxy striker Chicharito has suffered a torn ACL in his right knee. The 35-year-old Mexican star will miss the remainder of the 2023 season. Keeping you up to date on Atlanta sports when it happens, I'm Caleb Johnson from the Kia Studios. On your home of Saturday's Atlanta United match versus DC United, kickoff at 7:30, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Atlanta Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time for Last Call.
One last call for alcohol.
Your chance to chime in on the biggest stories of the day.
Guy just hit me up. He said, did I just hear you guys right talking about baby names? Is somebody pregnant on
no,
the show?
Because it's funny. We always take it for granted. Our audience knows that the Mets fans back in the 90s would always go, Larry, because that was Chipper's real name. And Chipper, obviously, the year he won the MVP, he owned New York. He named one of his children Shay. And so last night, they were having fun with Larry. And they go, Larry gets a crown, man. It was hysterical. Great broadcast, as we learned. They're going to try to maybe do it again maybe late in August if the schedules can work out.
Yeah, I hope so.
Get Smoltz and Chipper. I wouldn't mind doing another mashup. Get Andrew Jones involved in one of those, you know?
It's all – listen, the more the merrier. I think the we get more stories and more personality. Hey, this hour is brought to you by Northside Hospital for a healthier future together. Look to Northside Hospital. All right, tonight we've got our last call, your chance to chime in on some of the things we've been talking about today. And it really starts with Desmond Ridder. We've been talking about this.
Game manager.
No, don't say that. Do you want Desmond Ridder to throw it all over the field, or are you fine with making smart plays and running the offense? Guys, really this comes down to if we won 12 games, if I told you we could win 12 games right now with that style of play,
right,
You willing to accept it?
We'll be one of the four or five teams that run the football more than throw it. It's a throwing league. We know that. Fans want to see the ball in the air. Arthur Smith's committed to the run. He got Tannehill's career back on track. That year, he was throwing less than average 20 throws per game. That's how we came to the number.
Do you think the Braves will have a letdown in energy and momentum after beating up on the Mets? Nationals in town. Smith-Shawver on the mound tonight.
A.J. Smith-Shawver. I think they'll be energized and maybe try to pick the guy up and know they got to be on their P's and Q's. Hard not to have a letdown, though, after that. Look, the Mets had a letdown. Sorry, the Braves had a letdown with the Phillies after winning the division.
They did. And last but not least, after hearing John Smoltz walk up to Dancing Queen, what's your walk-up song? What's your walk-up song?
I was thinking maybe Pantera. Walk on, old boy. Because you like that devil
that's
music
scary.
I played for you.
Yeah, that scares people. No, I mean, that's you know, when you pull that, when you're in the ride, right, and you're just rolling down the street and you hear, I'll kill you. That's scary.
Oh, you know what? For instance, if I'm in a fun mood, maybe You and I by Rick James. Long extended intro. But if I do that song, I want the bullpen car.
Oh, yeah,
so I
like
get the change. I want to get the first 45
seconds. Oh, I like
seconds.
That. I like that. I thought you were going to say Mary Jane. All right.
I got a good compromise for both of you guys, by the way.
What's
which
that?
Would be mine. Bulls on Parade by Rage Against the
Machine.
Yeah,
always
good.
One.
That's
always
a good one.
Solid.
All right, let's talk to our man Swede. Swede, welcome in. You're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man.
Hey, man. Is this Game Management Dukes? Is that who I'm talking to here?
He's a distributor. He's a facilitator.
I don't want
yeah,
it.
The distributor. Hey, man, I want some substance. I don't care if they back themselves into the end zone. I want touchdowns instead of field goals. But more than 10 passes from Ritter. Thank you very much. I think there's going to be a bit of a letdown with the Nationals tonight, a little bit. And my song's got to be Start Me Up.
Ooh,
thanks, guys. Yo.
Thank you, Swede. Start Me Up. That's a good one. That's a good one. I just think you got to think about the crowd. That's what makes the Smoltz story so funny when he's like, you picked the song.
He was totally indifferent to the walk-up music where his bullpen starts. They went with ABBA's Dancing Queen. That was just one of the many fantastic anecdotes. I love, again, hats off to Glavine for being a good sport. They must have shown every single home run he gave up as a Mets pitcher to a Brave.
Let's get to David up next in LaGrange. David, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man.
Hey, man.
What's going on, David?
What's up?
So as far as Desmond, as long as he's putting W's up, I don't care how he gets them. Game manager, Michael Vick, I really don't care. I just want to see a successful Falcon season, and I want to see him in the playoffs.
I agree. All right, what about the Braves? Let down tonight?
No letdown. I think the sweep over the Mets was a catalyst. I think that fix will start ripping some victories off. I wouldn't be surprised if they react, 10, 12 games in a row.
I'll tell you, I would love to see it. What's your walkout music? What are you coming out to?
LL Cool J, Mama Said Knock You Out.
winner,
you know
chicken
hadn't
dinner.
I haven't heard that song in so long. That's a great pull.
Used to be my theme song for my show when I was back in the day. And then, obviously, I'll tell you a true story. We get a cease and desist from LL.
No kidding.
Yeah, because I had one of my DJ friends remix it so it would come out, and it was, I'm going to knock you out, and he'd go back and forth. We played more than 30 seconds of the song.
Oh.
So LL was like, I'm going to need a cut of that.
I got a piece of the action.
And I was like, I'm changing my music. Chief, you're up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man.
What's happening, Chief?
What's up,
Chief?
Look here, Chief. First of all, the Braves will have a letdown. It's just the Braves. This is what we do.
Oh, don't be that guy,
and,
Chief.
No, that's just what we do as Braves. We do that. But we'll still, we're going to have a little letdown. But Ritter, I don't care. Game manager, call it what you want to call it, Dukes. I just want to win. I'm a Falcons fan.
Everybody's just acting like y'all don't care right now. I can't wait till the season starts and Ritter throws for 75 yards and we're winning. And you guys are like, yeah, he's really good. I can't wait.
Man, he can throw for 10 yards. Just win.
My walk-up
music.
You don't believe that, Chief.
You know, Chris Winkie once beat us with the Panthers running a single wing. I think he threw for 100 yards.
Chief,
it can be done.
You don't believe that. I don't think you believe it. All right, what's your walkout music?
My walkout music, it has to be Run DMC, King of Rock.
Mm. Oh, great pull.
King of Rock, there is none. Oh, that's a good song. Good song. Appreciate you, Chief. Thank you so much for listening. Yeah, I'll just say this. Do I want to win? Yeah. Because there's nothing worse. I got to tell you guys, there's nothing worse than a Monday after a Falcons embarrassing loss.
True that.
There's nothing worse. We roll into the studio. It's like, damn, we got to do this today.
Yeah, I guess we got
to
do this.
You know, when the Falcons lose and we're on a Monday, even though we have the coaches show, it's like the clock ticks backwards. Because everything we just said for the entire summer goes right out the window. You guys, yeah, I'm not really a Falcon fan. I kind of jumped on with Vic. All right, first off, you know what?
Yep.
Get in on the ground floor. We're built sound. We got a really good team. We're going to be loaded on both sides of the ball. But come on. Come on, guys. Don't make me and Carl literally have to go make this job actually feel like a job.
Yeah, exactly right. You're exactly right. All right. I know John Chuckery's in there. Is Chuckery ready to talk?
Chuckery will be just getting to his show tonight. He's backed up with an interview.
Oh, okay. No problem.
John puts a lot of work in. He's taping.
He does, man.
Hey, by the way, thanks to one of our most loyal listeners. We call him Kyle Pitts because of his resemblance.
He is.
He might be actually taller than Kyle, but he made the trek through some of the rush hour traffic to get over here. Thanks, brother, for showing up, man. One of the best listeners out there. And again, guys, don't forget, it is Soccer on the Streets, and it's an unbelievable effort. You drink Bud Light over at Willie B's. Every dollar from every can of brew or draft goes to help the soccer right here and help the youth get soccer for free, which is pretty neat. SoccerInTheStreets.org. Go check it out.
Yeah, good folks, man. Thanks for Abe came out here, hung out with us today.
By the way, Abe gets going, you can't stop him.
What'd you say?
I said when Abe gets wound up, he's talking to one of our interns. When Abe gets going, you can't stop him.
He has no clue right now.
No, he's not
talking
listening.
About him.
No, but he just goes from subject to subject, and he just goes, and you can't interrupt him. He's like a typewriter. It's like da 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 ding, da 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 ding. And by the way, we put a photo up there. It's at Mike Bell ATL. I think Chris retweeted it. Abe looks less murdery in the photo we took today here at Silverbacks Park.
That's good.
Hey, Abe, thanks for coming out today, man.
Good
appreciate
job,
you.
Abe.
Yeah,
good job.
Thanks,
today.
Abe.
And thanks
All
for
right.
the beer.
We got to get out of here and clear out. Go.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9. The Game.
Abe is totally oblivious, and now he's cornered the promotions person, and now she has no escape.
Does he even know we're talking about him?
It's like that. Remember the Saturday Night Live skit, the guest that wouldn't leave?
Well, you know who got the lampshade at Mike Conti's holiday party?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember that. I do remember that. Hey, guys, thanks to our guests today. First of all, I got to give a big shout-out to Arthur Smith, head coach of our Atlanta Falcons. Sat down with us for an hour earlier this week, chopped it up. Great conversation. It's all online if you want to go listen to it. But, Coach, appreciate your kindness in sitting down with us. We know, like, all these coaches are busy, and he always finds time for us on this show and saying, hey, I'll sit down with you guys. So it's always cool. Grant McCauley as well, big shout-out to him. Our guest here today, Elijah Miranda, Mike, the executive director of Soccer in the Streets, our friends from Bud Light, all the folks that were involved in today's broadcast, including Jersey Mike, Turtle here, our executive producer, and back at the studio, Day-Day, man, thank you so much, and Big Bo, who is actually at the Braves game tonight. Braves, no letdown, right? No letdown.
I mean, hopefully they get up for AJ's start. The kid's excited. Hey, man, you might be one of those people who can say, I was there when you saw his first start.
Sure.
Like when you're there maybe for one of Glavin's first starts or Smoltz's or, you know, back in the day, Steve Avery. So that's kind of cool. Hope you guys get it done tonight.
All right, man. Everybody have a great weekend. We got to get out of here. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Hey, man, we talked a lot about it today. It's the NBA Finals. What a time to be in South Florida. Panthers pulled out an amazing win, 3-2 in overtime last night. Place was rocking. If you didn't see it, the electric atmosphere out there. Dan Marino was out there. You've already seen Brooks Koepka in the playoffs. It's a lot of fun. What a time. Now, maybe those fans don't deserve it because they're the most fair weather fans, but there's some hardcore hockey fans down there. They deserve some good puck, and they're getting it. What a time to be in Miami.
Desmond Ridder has thrown for 3 yards, and the Falcons win 28-6 today. I don't believe you. You want action just like I do, and I hope that's the case when the season rolls around. We're just talking about what-ifs and what could-bes, but if you're sitting here telling me you don't care how we win, you ain't an Atlanta fan. If you love the show,
tell your friends.
If you don't,
I want a game manager.